Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. I'm Roger Hunt. The reading is from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 18 through 25. In those days, when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "Your silver perish with you, because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have neither part nor lot in this matter, for your heart is not right before God. Repent, therefore, of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity." And Simon answered, "Pray for me to the Lord, that nothing of what you have said may come upon me." Now when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel to many villages of the Samaritans. Today's Gospel is according to St. John, chapter 6, verses 35 through 39. The Lord said to the Jews who believed in him, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and him who comes to me I will not cast out. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up at the last day." On this day, the 3rd of May, we commemorate Father Theodosius, abbot of Kiev Caves Lavra. Our righteous Father Theodosius was born in 1009, not far from Kiev, and brought up in Kursk. From early childhood, he showed the wisdom of an elder, avoiding childish games and refusing to wear anything but the poorest of clothing. When he was about 13 years old and his father died, he began to humble himself even more, going out to work with the serfs in the field. His mother went so far as to beat him in her attempts to make him behave more respectably. Hearing of the labors of St. Anthony of Kiev, he fled to him secretly and was accepted by him as a disciple. He was tonsured at the age of 24 by St. Anthony's disciple Nikon and was elected abbot in the Caves Monastery in 1057, since St. Anthony refused this out of humility and lived his whole life as a hermit. It was St. Theodosius who introduced in Russia the cenobitic rule of the monastery of Studium in Constantinople, and under his guidance many monks attained to great holiness, and the monastic life spread. When Prince Sviatoslav drove out his elder brother, the pious Prince Izyaslav, and ascended to the throne of Chemigov in his place, St. Theodosius courageously rebuked him and continued reproving him even when threatened with exile. At the request of Prince Shimon, the son of Varangian, Viking prince, the saint wrote a prayer for the nobleman's forgiveness of sins, and at his behest had it placed in his coffin, whence arose this custom in Russia. He reposed on May 3rd, 1074, being 65 years of age. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone, by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.